आज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, सुमिरत क्यों अलसाती, सुमिरत क्यों अलसाती।
सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्म विद्वरं शङ्करं शङ्कराचार्यं केशवं बादरायणं सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः। सर्ववेदान्तसिद्धान्तगोचरं तमगोचरं गोविन्दं परमानन्दं सद्गुरुं प्रणतोऽस्म्यहम्।
सो वी हैव सीन अप टू वर्स नंबर 15। इन वर्स नंबर 14 इट वाज सेड अधिकारिणम आशास्ते फल सिद्धि विशेषतः। फल सिद्धि विशेषतः मीन्स सक्सेस, फल सिद्धि सक्सेस विशेषतः इज इंटायरली डिपेंडेंट ऑन अधिकारिणम, ऑन द स्टूडेंट, ऑन द सीकर। सक्सेस इज फुल्ली डिपेंडेंट ऑन द स्टूडेंट। आशास्ते, आशास्ते मीन्स डिपेंड्स। So the success in this line depends on seeker, student. Upaya, upaya, the teacher is same, means is the same, but it depends on the calibrity of the student, his mind and intellect, how pure it is, how sattvic it is, how single-pointed it is, so that he will be able to grasp it. And in Keno Upanishad we have seen Shankaracharya said the teacher said something and he has specifically mentioned some got the knowledge, some other didn't get it, some got the opposite knowledge. So it happens. It depends on the success, depends on the seeker. Desh kaladya santi asmin sahakarini. Desh and kal. place and time, that depends. When you are doing the karmakanda, the rituals, there you require desh and kaal. Sadi karni hai bachche ki. First you go to the pandit, find out the day, then the time also. Desh kaal for the ritual, it is required. But for this knowledge, not required. Lord Krishna gave knowledge of the self in the battlefield. That is not the proper place. But the knowledge was given there. So desh kaal is not, is the secondary thing. It's not primary. Santi asmin sahakarina. These are sahakari, these are secondary. What is the primary? Primary is your own mind and intellect. Success depends on your qualities, not on the desh kaal. It is said in the Hindi, nachna aave aangan tedha. You say, na? Nachna nahi aata hai, then bolte na aangan is nahi theek hai, tedha hai. If you are not understanding, there is some block, some clog. You have to introspect, find out what is difficulty with me. Why I am not understanding? Others are understanding. What is the difficulty? So we have to work on that. Then it is said, ato vichara kartavya jigyasur atmavastuna samasadya dayasindhum gurum brahma vidhuttamam. Ata, therefore, he said, vichara kartavya, inquiry is to be done. We have already seen, by karma you will not get it. Therefore, he is now giving the conclusion. For getting the knowledge of the self, what we have to do? Vichara, inquiry. You have to do the inquiry. Nothing else to be done. What is this inquiry? Very simple. There are only two things. Many times I have said Atma and Anatma. You have to inquire between Atma and Anatma. That is the inquiry. Vichara kartavya. For whom? Jigyasu. One who is jigyasu, who wants to know what? Atma vastuna. First you want, you have decided that I want this atma vastu. So what that person should do? He should do vichar. And I have said many times, the word gyatva has come 12 times in Bhagavad Gita. Lord has said again and again, again and again, you have to only know, only know, only know. But for knowing that, for coming to that state, you have to do many things. You have to purify your mind. You have to do puja, jap, seva, everything you have to do. If the mind is purified, it will click. It will be very simple. The shastra will open itself. Padhne se hi samajh mein aa jayega. It's so simple. Ato vichara kartavya jigyasi atma vastuna samasadya daya sindhum gurum. What you have to do? Samasadya. You have to approach the teacher. Samasadya. You have to surrender. You have to empty your mind. The biggest problem is that the people come with filled knowledge and they don't want to change themselves. So one seeker went to the Zen master, and the master understood that he has got all previous conceptions. He is not going to change. So he started pouring tea in the cup. The cup was full and he continued pouring, pouring, pouring. It was overflowing. Then the seeker said, Master, what are you doing? It is spilling, it is coming outside. He said, that is what I want to tell you. Your cup is full already. You have got preconceived conceptions, notions. Unless you empty it, you will not understand it. When we went for Vedanta course, 15 Vedanta course, before that, my Guru Advaitananda taught me Vedanta every day for nearly 7.5 years. And he inspired me to go to the Vedanta course. And he told me one thing, whatever I have taught you, forget it. go empty, empty mind, and now fill with whatever they tell you. And later on, I found whatever he said, the same thing was taught to me, but in much more detail, depth. So whenever you come to a guru, whatever your perceived conceptions are that, leave it aside. If you hold on to that, your intellect will not allow you to grow. You will stop there. Samasadhya Daya Sindhu. How is the Guru? Guru is Daya Sindhu, ocean of compassion. Why ocean of compassion? He got in Guru Shishya Parampara free knowledge and he is ready to give you free also. Daya Sindhu. Kaun deta hai? The people who has got money, they don't want to share. The people who has got the knowledge, they don't want to share. But this Guru, the remover of the darkness, Gu means darkness, Ru means remover, the remover of darkness, he gives you the knowledge because he knows the people are suffering. People are suffering. And in Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna has said that the suffering of the sansar can be removed only by Atmajnan. There is no other way out. Only by the knowledge of the self, you can remove your all sorrows. If you are quarreling at home, if you get angry, if you have got issues in the office, solution is in Upanishad, solution is in Bhagavad Gita. And all leaders, even Mahatma Gandhi, at the time of independence of India, always referred to Bhagavad Gita. Because solution is there. But the problem with us is that we have got the equipment, but we have not read the manual. With this equipment, a manual has come. There are 700 verses in that manual, how to live in this world. So without studying that, we are living. So Daya Sindhu Guru, he will tell you, who is this Brahmavit? Uttamam is Brahmavit. He is the knower of the Brahma. And he abides in that. He will explain you about the Brahman. But what should be the qualification? Earlier Shankaracharya already had said, Uddaretatmanam, you have to do it yourself. Journey you have to do. You have to tread the path. Guru will tell you, walk this way. Now what is the qualification? There are two types of qualifications. One is the general, another is the specific. So what is the general qualification is stated in verse number 16. Medhavi Purusho Vidvan. It is not mukta, ukta. Ma is going to the first pad, okay? Repeat. Medhavi Purusho Vidvan Uhapoha Vichakshana Adhikaryatma Vidyayam Ukta Lakshana Lakshitah. First qualification is Medhavi. You should be Medhavi. So general and special. Now we are discussing general. In anything you will find that there are two types of qualification. In our Vedant course also, we have got general qualification, then the specific qualification. What is general qualification? You should be graduate. Minimum qualification is graduate. And you should be below 30 years if you want to pursue the Brahmachari course. Then after that, the specific qualification, whether your interest is there or not, they will find out. And many other factors they see. Now a person was surfing the computer and he saw an ad that there is an expedition going for Kailas Yatra. So for the Kailas Yatra there is general qualification according to your height, there should be weight, your BP and all these things, whether you are fit or not, healthy or not, you have to produce a doctor's certificate. So this person collected all this information, got a doctor's certificate, he applied and he was called for the interview. When he was called, he was rejected. He said, I have given you all certificates, doctor's certificate and everything is okay. They said the general qualification is that you must have a pair of legs to walk. You don't have. The general qualification and specific requirement. The doctor certificate, those are the specific requirement. But before that, you must have at least a pair of legs. Otherwise, how you will do the yatra? You can't do it. So the general qualification of a Vedantic student for entry into the kingdom of Brahma, first one is Medhabi. What is this Medhabi? Medha yasya asti sa Medhabi. Dharanavati dhi medha dharana shakti. What we will say? Retentive intelligence. Retentive. Power to retain whatever is said then and there. Gurudev writes, a student attending the discourse given by a master is therefore required to react intensely to his words and thus make the ideas and theories explained his own at the very time of listening to them. You must have heard in the Quest movie also, one of the conditions of Tapavanji Maharaj was, I will speak only once. You have to get it then and there. Not only that, whenever I ask, you have to repeat it. Otherwise, leave the ashram. That is retentive intelligence. Medha. Medha yastasti. It is Granth Artha Dharana Shakti. Granth Earth, it is not memorizing the verses, it's not that. Granth Artha Dharana Shakti, that earth, that understanding should come to your rescue whenever it is required. It should be available for you. That is why Tapavan Maharaj said, whenever I ask, you have to reproduce, you have to tell me. If you are not doing that, similar to that was the test given taken by Yamraj when Nachiketa asked him for the swarga, what is the ritual for the swarga? And Nachiketa, an 8-year old boy, he repeated the whole thing verbatim. Wherever the Yamraj paused, he also paused. Full stop, comma, either. Yamraj was so happy, he said that I will name this Vidya as Nachiketa Vidya, Nachiketa Agni Vidya. Retentive power. Don't apply Biti Tahi Visarde Aage Ki Sudhle. In Hindi say Biti Tahi Visarde, whatever has happened, forget. Pichhai pala class chhod do, bhul jao. Aage Ki Sudhle, Aage Ka Socho, not like that. And you see, what we remember, lot of things are garbage only. It's not required, but we. There are many people who remember the records of the each cricketer. Oh, usne kahan 100 kiya tha, kahan who caught his ball, this and that. Lot of things they remember. Useless things. Kya milega usse? Retentive power, medhabi. The next is Vidwan. Medhavipur. So Vidwan, learned, some knowledge of Vyakaran and Mimamsa should be there. There should be some communication skills also. Some common sense, which is very uncommon. Common sense, suppose I say car, and now you are blank. Car? 15 minutes to chala jayega explaining the car, what is car? So some general knowledge is required. Some common sense is required. This is agile intelligence. First was retentive intelligence. Second is agile intelligence. And third is uha puha vichakshanah. Uha means capacity to derive logical and independent conclusion. Logical conclusion. You can understand this is the logical. Oh, this science is working. This is logical. And apoho is to drop the illogical conclusion. So uha, capacity to derive logically, scientifically the truth. And second one, to drop the illogical conclusions is apoha, vichakshana, capable to reflect independently. Uha apoha vichakshana. Adhikari Atmavidyaya, a person is fit for Atmavidya. So three type of intelligence is said here. First one is retentive, second is agile, third is reflective intelligence. Vapo is reflective intelligence. So three types of intelligence required. Ukta lakshan lakshitaha. Ukta lakshan, some lakshan were stated earlier also, and some are stated here also. In this verse, it was said, Medhavi Vidwan Uhapuha Vichakshana. This is stated in this verse. And earlier it was said in verse number 8, Vivek and Vairagya was stated. Ukta. Ukta means said earlier also, before this verse. So what was said earlier? Therefore, now it is the test of your retention power, dharana sakti. We have already seen verse number 8. It was said, Vivek and Vairagya. In verse number 9, it was said, Param Vairagya, Samyak Darknishtha. Samyak Darshanishtha means Samadhan. Samadhan means single-pointed. These were all characteristics stated earlier, Samyak Darshanishtha. In verse number 10, it was said, Sanyasya Sarva Karmani. Sanyasya Sarva Karmani means Uparama. You have to derive this ways. Sarvasya Sarva Karmani, Uparam. Atma Bhyas. It was said Atma Bhyas also in verse number 10. Atma Bhyas means Nididhyasan. Verse number 15, it was said Jigyasu. Jigyasu means Mumukshu. Good. Now, verse number 17. What are the specific qualifications? So this was general qualification. Now the specific qualification. Vivekino viraktasya. Samadhi guna salinah. Mumukshorev hi brahma. Jigyasa yogyata mata. Vivekino viraktasya. Samadhi guna salinah mumukso revahi brahma jigyasa yogya tamata. Brahma jigyasa yogya tamata. according to Shankaracharya, he says, Brahma Jigyasa Yogyata, the qualification for the Brahma Jigyasa. If you want to inquire into the Brahman, then you should have these qualification of the Adhikari of Brahma. Brahma Jigyasa. The first sutra of Brahma Sutra is Athato Brahma Jigyasa. The word starts with Atha. Atha and Om, these two words are auspicious words. Brahmaji, when he came, then he saw there was nothing. But he heard two sounds, one is Atha and Om. So Atha to Brahma Jigyasa, there the meaning Shankaracharya has said, that Atha means Sadhan Chatushtay Sampanna Adhikari can do the Brahma Jigyasa. So Atha to Brahma Jigyasa, Atha there means that you must have this Sadhan Chatushtay Sampanna Adhikari. What it means by Jigyasa? Jigyasa means Gyatum Ichha, I want to know. Yogyata, Yogyata means the qualification. And what are these qualifications? Vivekino viraktasya samadhi gunasalina. Vivek. You must have the vivek. Vivek means to discriminate between real and unreal. The detail will be coming. Real and unreal. Viraktasya. Viraktasya means dispassion. Dispassion from? Anatma, very good. I was thinking you say dispassion from Brahman. Dispassion from Anatma. Viraktasya samadhi gunasalina. Samadhi. Samadam uparam titiksha shraddha samadhan. Samadhi guna. These qualities are also required. And mumukshureva. Also mumukshutam. Suppose I have got vivek, I have got vairagya, I have got asapsampati, but I don't want to be moved. I don't want to inquire into the atmavidya. Nahi chahiye humko. It will not happen. Mumukshutam has to be there. Vivek leads to vairagya, vairagya leads to samadhi satka sampatti and then comes the mumuchutam. But the starting point is mumuchutam, some mumuchutam should be there. Then slowly it will increase. Vivek, vairagya, some vairagya should be there. Then slowly when you start doing the sravan, then this vivek, vairagya, this sampati, they all start increasing. Vivekino viraktasya samadhi gunasalina mumukshurebhi brahma jigyasa yogyata mata. This is what we know as sadhan chatushtay. In our tattvabodh, we saw the sadhan chatushtay. But the general qualification was not there. Medhabi, vidwan, Uhapo Vichakshana, that was not there. Now Shankaracharya is giving more detail here. Verse number 18. Sadhananyatra chatvari. Kathitani. Yesu Satveva Sannistha. Yad Avavena Siddhyati. Sadhananyatra Chatvari. Katitani Manisibhi. Yesu Satveva Sannistha. Yad bhavena siddhati kathitani manisibhi. Manisibhi, wise man, man of contemplation. Now Shankaracharya said, I am not saying this sadhanam chatvari, you require sadhana chatushtay. Manisi, old minisis, all the wise men, people of contemplation, they have said this thing. He is not claiming, Shankaracharya is not claiming it is my invention. This is said by Manisi B. And these sadhan chatushtay are scattered at different places in Shastra. In Shastra, you will not find this sadhan chatushtay, viveka, vairagya, satsampatti and mochsam written at one place. No! Manisi B, these munis, they have collected these four things from the Shastra, which is scattered at different places, and have brought it here. So different students have got different degrees of this. Viveka, Vairagya, Satsampatti and Mocham have got the different degrees. All of them don't have the same degrees of Viveka, Vairagya. Sadhanani atra chatvari. These are the four sadhanas. Yesu sassu eva sannishtha, Yesu sassu, only in the presence of these. Shankaracharya is very specifically saying, if you have got these four qualifications, sannishtha, proper attainment of the goal will happen. If you have got these four, you will attain the goal. Yatta bhave na siddhati. If you don't have these four qualifications, siddhi, success will not happen. So these are essential qualities. Yat sattva, yat sattva, yad abhave, yad abhava. If you have got these four qualifications, you are fit student, qualified, you will get it. If you don't have, nahi milega. We have got these qualities. Rather, all of them have qualities. Viveka, everybody has got the viveka. But we have utilized this viveka, discriminating between real and unreal, but we are doing discrimination between unreal and unreal, anitya and anitya. Whether I should go to Ramakrishna Mission or Chinmay Mission, both anitya. Whether I should buy this house or that house, buy this cloth or that cloth, all are anitya. We are very good in that. But when you come to satsang, then only you come to know that you have to do the viveka, discrimination between. And in Ramayana, Tulsidasji says, bina satsang viveka na hoi. Binu satsanga vivek na hoi. Unless you come to the satsang, vivek will not happen. And Rama kripa binu sulabh na soi. And satsang without the grace of Lord will never happen. It will never happen. So if you are getting satsang, that means Rama kripa is there, grace of the Lord is there. So we have got the vivek, now we have to start inquiring and discriminate between nitya and anitya, real and unreal, impermanent and permanent. That vivek we have to do. Doi to cheez hai. Only two things are mixed here. You have to segregate two. And the shastra gives ek atma hai, dusra anatma hai, bas. Then the vairagya, we all have got the vairagya also. Otherwise, aap ravivar ki saveri ki neend chhod ke nahi aate yahan par. Tamasik sok, you were enjoying that tamasik sok, sleep, nidra. Batao, you have got this person or not? You have left that thing, that sukh you have left, you have come here. So Vairagya is there, but we have to further develop this thing. It has to be further increased, Vairagya. Sat Sampatti, this also we have got. Sat Sampatti also we have got. Some dham we have got. Some control we have got. But that control also is to be increase. How to increase it? That again, you have to study the manual. Without studying manual, you will not come to know. Manual you have to study. You have got a very, very subtle equipment. We don't know how it is working inside. But manual jab padhenge tab pata lagega na. People buy a wristwatch. Now the different types of watches come na. You can see how many steps you have walked. What is the distance from this place to that place. Lot of things you can do. But you have to know the manual. Otherwise, we will see only see the watch with the time. But it has got so many functions, so many things are there. Similarly, this our complicated machinery also has got a manual. And we have to study that manual. Aage badho sat sampatti. We have all these things. We are utilizing everything in the vyavaharik jagat, in the empirical world. Now we have to apply this viveka, vairagya, sat sampatti into the spiritual field. The problem with all of us is that we give much more importance to the anitya world. We are giving 16 hours a day to the anitya world. And we don't have even 1 hour per week for the nitya world. What to do? Good. So sadhan chatushtay, the summary, sadhan chatushtay sampanna will get aparocha anubhuti, number one statement. If you have got sadhan chatushtay, aparocha anubhuti will happen. Aparocha anubhuti, you will get your goal, you will attain your goal, you will experience that atman. And these qualities are scattered in the Shastra, but the Manisi, all the Manisi, they have put it into a cause-effect relationship. Cause-effect relationship. First is the Vivek. If you do the Vivek, then the Vairagya will happen. If you have got the Vairagya, Samdham Uparam Titicha Shraddha Samadhan will happen. And Mumukshuttam, you will realize your goal also. So they have put it into the cause and effect relationship. It's not you will find in Shastra somewhere all these four. No! These are all scattered here and there. They have put it into the cause and effect relationship. And these applications, these rishis munis have applied on their students. They applied it and got the result. Those who have got this fourfold qualification, they realize. Jinke paas nahi hai, you remember the story of Indra and Virochan? Indra stayed for 100 years with Brahmaji to get the knowledge, and Virochan, in two sittings, two lectures, he said, I have experienced this body is Atman, and he went away. So it depends on your mind and intellect equipment. If you have got these qualities, Viveka, Vairagya, Sat Sampatti and Mucham, then the Shastra is open book. You will be able to understand very clearly. Is it difficult to discriminate between Atma and Anatma? Not at all. Not at all. Very simple. Chalo. Next verse. Now, one by one, Shankaracharya will take what is Vivek, what is Vairagya. One by one, he will take. Adau Nitya Nitya Vastu. Vivekah pariganyate, iha mutra phalabhoga, viragastadantaram, समाधि सटक
संपत्ति
मुमुच्छोत्तम इति स्फुटम् आदौ नित्यानित्यवस्तु विवेकः परिगण्यते इहामुत्रफलभोगविरागस्तदन्तरं समाधिषट्कसम्पत्ति मुमुच्छोत्तम इति स्फुटम् इति स्फुटम् स्फुटम् इट् इस् क्लियर् वाट् इस् क्लियर् आदौ नित्यानित्यवस्तु विवेक परिगण्यते विवेक First thing you have to have Vivek, Adau. If you don't have the Vivek, you will not enter that class. If you don't have little bit of Vivek of Satya, Asatya or Nitya or Anitya or real or unreal, you will not enter this class. First thing. Vairagya. If you have Vairagya, you will come. If you have no Vairagya, you will roam in OET only. You will be sleeping. Little bit of vairagya is required to come here. Vivek vairagya. Iti sputam clear. Ato, this is the first qualification. First qualification is Vivek. Nitya anitya vistu viveka. What is anitya? Now you remember this thing, from thought to Brahmaji, whole Brahmand is anitya. From thought, from your vritti, vritti in the mind, from vritti in mind to Brahmand, the whole thing is anitya. And what is the quality of this anitya? This anitya is always changing and perishable. Whole world is anitya and is changing and perishable. And for all changes to happen, there must be a changeless substratum. So if the in the world, if the all whole world is changing and perishable, the substratum of the whole world is Brahman. Brahman is the substratum. On that substratum, all the changes are happening. My body is also changing. So this body must also have something changeless with me. And that changeless is Atman in me. That changeless is Atman. So I have got that. Changeless is with me. तद अनंतरम यह अमूत्र फल भोग विराग तद अनंतरम आफ्टर विवेक वैराग्य विल कम एंड व्हाट इज द डिफिनेशन ऑफ वैराग्य अगेन यह अमूत्र फल भोग विराग आई डू नॉट वांट एनी सुख ऑफ दिस संसार और अदर वर्ल्ड of this world or other world. Here, amutra, there. I don't want. Why don't you want, bhai? Because I have studied sadhana panchakam. Shankaracharya said there, bhavasukhe dosu anusandhiyatam. In bhavasukha, in the sukha of samsara, I have started seeing dos now. So long you are not seeing the dos, you will revel there. You will never come this side. Once you start seeing the dos in that, you will stop it. You will come out of it. So what are the dos, shortcomings of the actions? It never gives permanent happiness or contentment. We have acted throughout our life, but it never gave me permanent happiness. It gave me happiness. But that happiness was always temporary, fleeting. We all want sukh, we all want permanent sukh, but we are searching at wrong place. Permanent Sukh is with you. It is in the Atman, it is the Brahman. And that is the only source of the Sukh. That we have to understand. We are superimposing that Sukh on the objects of the world and we are thinking that the objects, person, being, they are giving me Sukh. No! They have got no Sukh content. That you have to understand firmly. And my own experience is that I never became contented. I never became contented. No, bas, bas. I don't want anything more. No. Second, those shortcoming of Bhavasukha, when it perishes, it will give me sorrow. My house, when I see a crack there, it gives me joy. No, it never gives you joy, it gives you sorrow. When it perishes, it gives you sorrow. And the whole world will one day perish. Therefore, Bhagwan has said, this is a dukkha yoni, it will come. And what else it does? It puts us into anarthakari parampara. Avidya, kama and karma. Continuously we are doing avidya. What is this avidya? Not knowing my own true nature is avidya, and knowing my own true nature is vidya. So because of that, what is my true nature? That I am Sukh Swaroop. I am complete. I don't need anything from the world. Not knowing that I am complete, I think I am incomplete. And to make myself complete, I am running toward the world to get this object, this person, this being. If I get this much of this, I will become Purna. But you will never become Purna. Because you are trying to find out that Purnata where it is not there. Purnata is with you. So searching in the wrong place, we are in the anarthakari parampara. Like there is guru-sishya parampara, this is anarthakari parampara. It continuously rotates us in this sansar. Avidya, kam, karma, phalaya, again impression, avidya. Again, you are continuously in that. We have to break this. And how can you break it? You can break it only by vidya, avidya, kam, karma. And think of the permanent Sukh. Permanent Sukh is available. It's here. It is with you. It's not that the Shastra is going to give you, oh, lelo idhar se. No. Guru, he is not going to give you Atman. It's already with us. He will show us, hey, idhar se jao, yahan milega aapko. And what is this Sukh? Very good. It is said, sarvatra, it is available everywhere. For getting that Sukh, you don't have to come from India to America. Sarvada, it is available all time, 24 hours, so long you are alive. Sarvatra, sarvada. Anayas, for getting this, you don't have to do anything, only you have to know. That's all. You will get that Sukh. Then it is independent Sukh. Our Sukh at this point of time is dependent on the object, persons and being. If I get this object, I am Sukhi. If I get this being, this person, I will be Sukhi. It is dependent. But this is Atma Sukh is not dependent on any objects of the world or person. Or being independent. And it is Chetan Sukh. It is not like the deep sleep Sukh which you don't experience while you are sleeping. Chetan Sukh, with full awareness you will be experiencing it. Batao, aisa Sukh chahiye ki nahi chahiye? Sarvada, sarvatra, anayas, swatantra. Not dependent on anything. And Chetan Sukh. That Sukh is available. देखो इफ यू डू स्टार्ट डूइंग पुण्य कर्म ऑल्सो, देखो वेन द अज्ञानी व्हाट वी से दोज यू आर डूइंग द पाप कर्म ओनली पाप कर्म, चीटिंग लूटिंग प्लंडरिंग, पीछे थोड़ा पुण्य काम करो. पुण्य करते 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 इज स्टार्ट टर्निंग, बट वॉट विल हैपन विद द पुण्य, यू विल गेट सुख, यू विल गेट स्वर्ग, बट छीने पुण्य मर्त लोके विसंति आवा, यू हैव टू कम बैक. हाउ मेनी टाइम्स यू विल गो टू स्वर्ग? फॉर डूइंग पाप कर्म यू हैव टू टेक बर्थ, फॉर डूइंग पुण्य कर्म ऑल्सो यू हैव टू टेक. इसका यही मतलब नहीं करना कि हम कल से पुण्य करना छोड़ देंगे. नो, डोंट मिसअंडरस्टैंड. छीने पुण्य मर्त लोके विसंति. सो मेनी पीपुल से इह अमूत्र फल भोग, आई डोंट वॉन्ट एनी फल हियर, आई हैव एक्सपीरियंस लॉट ऑफ, आई हैव एक्सपीरियंस, आई थॉट आई विल बी सुखी सुखी सुखी, आई पास मैट्रिकुलेशन एग्जामिनेशन दिस एंड दैट, बिकेम प्रोफेशनल, थॉट गॉट मैरिड आई विल बी सुखी, फिर भी नहीं सुख हुआ. थोड़ा बच्चे हो जाएंगे सुख होगा, फिर भी नहीं हुआ. अब नाउ पीपुल आर वेटिंग फॉर द ग्रैंड चिल्ड्रन, होने से फिर सुख होगा, नहीं होगा. सम पीपुल से अच्छा छोड़ो, हमको इंडिया में सुख नहीं मिलता, अमेरिका में मिलेगा, आई वॉन्ट टू गो टू अमेरिका, वहां सुख है. इन समर कैंप आई वेंट टू प्यूरिया, वन गर्ल सेड आई वॉन्ट टू गो टू इंडिया एंड सेटल देयर. देखो सी इज थिंकिंग द सुख इज देयर. What is Vairagya? When the worldly sukh don't disturb you, then it is Vairagya. They don't disturb you. According to the joy and sorrow, you don't jump, go up and down. They don't disturb you. Then it is Vairagya. And that Vairagya should come through Vivek. If it is not through Vivek, it will not be permanent. Vairagya should be based on Vivek, and the Vivek is that the worldly things will never give me permanent sukh. This is my experience. It will make me continue to take birth and death cycle. If we understand it clearly, then that Vairagya will stay. समाधि सट संपत्ति समदम उपरम तिथि चा श्रद्धा समाधान. बट ऑलवेज रिमेंबर वी हैव टू गेट द मुक्ति विद दिस अनात्म शरीर. दिस इज व्हीकल, विद दिस व्हीकल आई हैव टू रीच माय गोल. दिस व्हीकल इज टू बी केप्ट फिट. तो ये नहीं अब जाके वैराग्य फ्रॉम ब्रेकफास्ट. नो, ब्रेकफास्ट यू हैव टू टेक, ब्रेकफास्ट लंच एंड डिनर, पानी नहीं पिएंगे आप. नो नो नो, नॉट दिस टाइप ऑफ वैराग्य. यू यूटिलाइज एज मच एज इट रिक्वायर्ड फ्रॉम दिस वर्ल्ड फॉर रीचिंग द गोल. उपयोग करो, डोंट गेट ड्राउंड इन द भोग. वी ऑल आर ड्राउंड इन इट. ठाकुर रामकृष्ण यूज टू गिव ए ब्यूटिफुल एग्जाम्पल टू एक्सप्लेन दिस. देयर वॉज ए फैमिली, ए सर्वेंट वॉज एम्प्लॉयड, यंग बॉय, and he was supposed to help in the kitchen and he used to cook also. So the family had gave him some money, go to the bazaar and get some vegetables and cook it. I have to leave for office at 10 a.m. before that you go do the marketing and come back. वहाँ मार्केटिंग क्या है, एवरीथिंग इन वन फरलॉन्ग, यू डोंट हैव टू ड्राइव 20 माइल्स एंड ऑल दैट. इन एवरी पाड़ा, इन एवरी लोकेलिटी यू हैव गॉट द शॉप. दिस बॉय वेंट, ए स्मॉल बॉय, एंड सम प्लेस ही सॉ द मदारी मंकी डांस. मदारी एकदम बंदर का नाच देखना शुरू कर दिया. एंड नाउ ही वाज इनग्रॉस्ड देयर, ही फॉरगॉट दैट ही हैज टू टेक द वेजिटेबल्स एंड रन टू द होम एंड कुक सो दैट द मास्टर कैन गो एट 10 टू हिज ऑफिस. इनग्रॉस्ड इन दैट ही फॉरगॉट. वी आर ऑल्सो लाइक दैट चाइल्ड ओनली. वी ऑल आर इनग्रॉस्ड इन ऑब्जेक्ट इमोशंस एंड थॉट. वी हैव फॉरगॉटन अवर गोल. दिस इज उपभोग. गुड, देन वॉट इज विवेक दैट वी टेक इन अवर नेक्स्ट क्लास. ओ पूर्णमिदं पूर्णमिदं पूर्णात् पूर्णमुदच्यते पूर्णस्य पूर्णमादाय पूर्णमेवावशिष्यते. ॐ शान्ति शान्ति.